Okay, let's finish Shas together. A quick recording of Brachos Daf Mem Beis. Rabbi Yehuda Havi Osek Leil Lebrei. We're on the top of Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda Havi Osek Leil Lebrei. Bei Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chaviva. Rabbi Yehuda was marrying off his son to the daughter of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chaviva. Aisu LeKamayu Pasabah BeKistin. They brought in front of him Pasabah BeKistin. A lot of different opinions what it is. Some type of mizonos food. Either it's of mizonos that has packets in it, or it's like a wafer thin type of mizonos, or it has a lot of honey and eggs or other oil in it, so it's mizonos. Kiasa, when Rabbi Yehuda showed up at the wedding, Shaminu to come bevarcha hamotzi. He heard that the rabbis were making a hamotzi on this. Amar lohu, my tzitzi tzitzi dekash Shaminu. I hear you saying hamotzi hamotzi. He says, I see this tzitzi tzitzi coming out of your mouth. Dilma hamotzi lach menorat kama rachisu. You're making hamotzi on this stuff. I'm relaying. They said, yeah, we're making hamotzi. Desani Rabbi Mona omer b'shem Rabbi Yehuda. Pas haba b'kisu rachal hamotzi. Rabbi Mona said he's supposed to make hamotzi. V'amar shmuel hachka Rabbi Mona. Amalohu. Rabbi Yehuda said, sorry, ain halacha k'Rabbi Mona itmar. No, Shmuel didn't say halacha k'Rabbi Mona. Shmuel said the halacha is not like Rabbi Mona. Problems of communication, right? All the world's problems start with a lack of communication. Amrilei b'hamarhud amar mishmei de Shmuel lachmaniot ma'arvin b'hem. But aren't you the one who said in the name of Shmuel that this type of lachmania, a type of a croissant that ma'arvin b'hem, so you can make an erev chatzeros with it, umavarchan alei hamotzi. So you see, you make hamotzi on these lachmanio, which is similar to pasabah b'kisin. It has like some other stuff in there. It's not just bread and water. It's got some juice, fruit juice, or some honey in it. Some more answers. Shani hasam. That's different to kavasu dasayu alayu. If you make it as your main meal. So you see, avalhech, the little kavasu dasayu alayu. It's not your main meal, though. So again, here you have the same idea that certain types of breads or mizonos, if it's your main meal, then you make a hamotzi on it. That's what my Reb Maron Chawilik holds, that pizza you have to make hamotzi because most people eat it as a meal, but a hot pretzel you make a mizonos because most people eat it as a snack. So even though this Gemara says depends on what you're doing, like if you're having it as a snack, but Rabbi Willik holds halacha lemaisa, it doesn't depend on what you do, it depends on what most people do. Rav Papa ikwil lebe Rav Huna bered Rav Nosson. Rav Papa went to the house of Rav Huna bered Rav Nosson. Basar degami su dasai ais lekamai midi demechal. When they finished their meal, they brought, before benching, but after the meal was done, they brought an extra food. Shachar Rav Papa v'ka achel. So Rav Papa ate from it after he was done with the meal already. Amri lei. They asked Rav Papa, lo savol amar gomar osim milecho. Once you finish your meal and you're masiach das, and you know that you're not going to eat anymore, you can't eat again until you make brachas hamazon and then make a new bracha because you already took your mind off of eating. The meal is over. Amar lohu salek itmar. No, I learned that it's only us once they remove the food, and since the food was still there, so my meal wasn't over. After they actually removed the food, Shajalu Ristana, they brought out a certain meat, Mibay Resh Galusa, from the house of the Resh Galusa. Rava Achil, Rav Zera Lo Achil, Rava ate, and Rav Zera did not eat. Amar le lo saver lamar. So Rabbi Zera said to Rava, lo saver lamar saleik asim lecho. Once they remove the food, you're no longer allowed to eat because the meal is over. Amar le ano atak the reish galusa samchinan. I knew the reish galusa was going to send more food after the meal was over, so my mind was always on continuing to eat. Amar Rav haragil b'shemen. They used to have a custom at the end of the meal to like wipe their hands off with oil. Shemen ma'akvo. If you're used to wiping your hands with oil, that signifies the end of the meal. Even after they remove the food, it's still considered part of the meal until you wash your hands off with the oil. Amar Vashki Avinu Bei Rav Kahana. When I was in the house of Rav Kahana, Amar Lon, he said to us, Kegon anan derigilim b'mishcha, mishcha ma'akvalon. We are used to rubbing our hands in oil at the end of the meal, so the oil prevents us. It's the oil that signifies the end of the meal. So before the oil, you can keep eating. But after the oil, you got to bench. We don't pass on like any of these opinions. Ella, rather we pass on here. Rav Chia Barash, Rav Shalosh Techifos Hain. There are three things that you have to do. One immediately after the other. Take efle smicha shchita. Right after you do smicha on a carbon, pressing down the bialim, the owner of the carbon has to press down it. You got to shecht it right away. Take efle geula tefila. right after you say Gaul Yisrael, you have to say Shemoneh Esrei. You're not allowed to make any hefsek and talk whatsoever between Geul and Tefillah, like we learned earlier. Take of Lentilas Yedayim Bracha. Right after you wash Mayim Achronim, you have to bench. Some Rishonim here learned this means not only Mayim Achronim, but also Mayim Rishonim. Once you make once you say Al Lentilas Yedayim, once you wash, excuse me, you have to say Al Lentilas Yedayim right away without any hefsek. Amar Abaye Afana Af Anu Nomar, take of Lentamini Chachamim Bracha. Abai adds a fourth one. Someone who hosts a Talmud Chacham will merit blessing. If you help out a Talmud Chacham, you will merit blessing right away. Am Rabbi Af Anu Nomar. We can add on this. Shneamar. Where do you see this from? Shneamar. Vayivarchini Hashem Beglalecha. Right. Yaakov Avinu realized that Hashem blessed. Lavan realized that Hashem blessed Lavan because Yaakov was there. Because Yosef was in Potiphar's house, so Potiphar merited bracha. Let's continue with the next Mishnah. Okay, in the times of the Mishnah, they had the custom to drink a cup of wine before the meal, and also to have certain foods before the meal. And they also they used to have another cup of wine at the end of the meal to help the digestion before benching, and they would also eat some desserts. So the Mishnah says as follows: Berach alayin shelof ne'amazon. If you made a bracha bori pri agafen on the wine that came before the meal, patar sayin shel achar mazon. You don't have to make a bracha on wine in the after meal. Berach ala parperes shelof ne'amazon. If you made a bracha on the like appetizer that came before the meal, patar saperes shel achar mazon. It also exempts the appetizer after the meal. If you make a bracha on the hamotzi, so that takes care of any other foods you eat during the meal. But if you make a bracha on the other foods, it doesn't exempt the bread. You're not even yotze the bracha on this dish that's made out of wheat called chilka targas and tisne, also not. Now, the Gemara is going to present two opinions of what Beshame means, so we're going to leave it hanging right now. We'll see what the Gemara has to say. Now, when people are reclining and eating together, one person can be motzi others in the bracha and should be. Hayu Yosef, the Gemara says, Hayu Yosef, and the Mishnah continues, Hayu Yoshvin, if they were just sitting around and eating together, Kalachan Barach Latzmo. So they didn't have in mind to eat together, they just happen to be sitting together, eating together, everyone makes their own bracha. Hisebu, however, if they recline together, Echad Mavarach Lakul, they become one group and one can make the bracha for all the others. Balahan Yaim Socha Mazon. If they bring wine in the middle of the meal, everyone's got to make his own bracha on the wine. However, if they bring the wine after the meal, then they are considered to be, the Gemara is going to explain, then they are considered to be one unit, and one can make a bracha for all of them. The Hu Omer Al HaMugmar, and he would also make the special Bori Atse Besamim, that they would make on the, they used to have mugmar, incense, for a sweet smell at the end of the meal. The one who makes that final bracha of Bar Pir HaGafen at the end of the meal, he also makes the bracha on the incense. Even though it's after benching, nevertheless, the one who made the bracha on the wine at the end of the meal, he's zocha to make the bracha on the incense. Amar Rabba Bar Bachan Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Shano El B'Shabbos Yom Tovim. When do we say that the wine before the meal exempts the wine after the meal is only on Shabbos? The other whole, the Adam Koveb Sudas Aliyah, because wine is considered to be part of the meal, and we know you're expecting to drink wine throughout the meal and wine at the end, and therefore your intention with the wine at the beginning of the meal was to exempt the wine at the end of the meal. Shai Mos Hashanah on other days of the year, when you never know whether there's going to be more wine coming or not. Mivarech al kol kos v'kos. So it's like you changed your mind and decided to drink wine again. You didn't know the other wine was coming, and therefore the earlier bruch on the wine, on the earlier wine, does not exempt the bruch on the later one. Itmar Nami, I'm a rabbi by Ramani, I'm a rabbi Shimon Levi. It was also stated, a rabbi by Ramani said the name of Shimon Levi, Lo Shanu Elam Shabbos Yom Tovim. The Mishnah only taught us that the wine before the mazon exempts the wine after the mazon only on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And when a person is coming out of the bathhouse, or he's going for bloodletting, these times it was frequent to drink a lot of wine. But on other times in the year, you never knew whether it was going to be more wine or not. So you have to make a separate bracha on each cup of wine. Rabba bar mari iklo lebei rabba bachol. Rabbi Amar went to the house of Rabbi on a weekday. Chazin the bracha from that, and he saw that he made a bracha before. He made a bracha on the wine before the meal. V'had the bracha l'achar mazon. He made another bracha on the wine at the end of the meal. Amar lei yishar b'chein amar Rabbi Shimon Levi. That's a good idea. It's a weekday. It's not Shabbos, so you never knew when more wine was coming. Rabbi Shimon Levi agreed to that idea. Rav Yitzchak by Yosef iklul be'abai b'yomtiv. Rav Yitzchak by Yosef went to the house of Abai on Yomtiv. Chazin the bracha kochas v'kasi. Said he saw he was making a bracha on every cup of wine. Amar lei lo savor l'mayl had the Rabbi Shimon Levi. Don't you hold that the bracha you make in the beginning exempts all the wine in the middle? Amar lei nimla chana. I was not expecting to have more wine, and therefore when the more wine came and I changed my mind, I had to make another bracha. That's a general rule, that brachas exempt others if you knew you could eat the other food. But if you decide to eat a different food that you weren't expecting to eat, then you got to make a new bracha. Ibayilahu. Baal hem yayin besoch hamazon. If wine came in the middle of the meal, mao shiiftar es hayayin shel achar mazon. Does that exempt the wine after the meal? Because the wine before the meal exempts the wine after the meal. What about wine brought in the middle of the meal? Im timtze lomar b'yuchal yayin shel lifnei hamazon but yayin shel achar mazon. I understand why the wine before the meal exempts the wine after the meal. Mishum dezeh lishtos, dezeh lishtos. That both come for drinking, to satiate you. Aval hacha, dezeh lishtos v'zeh lishros, the wine that came in the middle of the meal is coming to help digest. You're not really drinking because you're thirsty, but it's coming to digest. Lo, so we don't say that wine, that drinking, exempts the wine after the meal. Dimaloshna, maybe there's no difference. Rav amar poter, Rav Kana amar eino poter. Rav says it works, Rav Kana says it doesn't work. Rav Nachman amar poter, Rav Shishan amar eino poter. Rav Nachman says it does work, Rav Shishan says it doesn't work. Rav Huna v'Rav Yehuda v'Chaltimi the Rav Amri ain't a poter. So many of the Amorim say it does not work. Eisei Rav the Rav Nachman Balam Yaim so Chabazon Kolach Avach Varch La'atzmo. So if the wine came in the middle of the meal, everyone makes their own brachas. So we're talking about, and this seems to be talking about a case even where they had wine beforehand, and yet you still have to make a bracha. La'achar Mazon Echem Varch La'kulam. So it's clear in the Mishnah that the wine in the middle of the meal does not exempt the wine at the end of the meal because they made a bracha in the middle. Amar Lei. If there was no wine in the middle, right on the end, then echad mevarach l'kulam. Okay, let's continue. Berach al pas pater es ha-taveres, al ha-taveres lo pater es ha-pas. Be'sham yoram aflo ma'isa kadeira. That's a quote from the Mishnah. Ibai lehu. They ask the question. Be'sham ha-reisha pligi or ha-dilma ha-sefa pligi? Is Be'sham ha-reisha pligi? When Beshamai says, even on ma'isa kadeira, is he coming to argue on the beginning case of the Mishnah? Of the words of Tanakama, or maybe he's arguing on the end of Tanakama. And now the Gemara is going to explain. If it's on the Risha, Deka Amar Tanakama, Berech Halapas Pater Saparperes, Tanakama said, you make a bracha on the bread, it exempts the other foods in the meal, Kol Shekain, Maisa Kedera, Kal V'Chomer, this type of food that has wheat in it, that's part of the meal. Vasa Beishama, the man Beishama says, no, Lomi Bai Perpers, Lom Pacha Lupas, maybe Beishama holds that the pas does not exempt the parperis, other foods in the middle of the meal. El afilu ma'isekader nami lo pacha. Even this ma'isekader, Beisham is coming to say is not exempted. O Dilma, asefa please. Arguing on the end, ketani berach al parperis lo pater sapas. If you made a bracha on the other foods, it doesn't exempt the bread. Pasu dilo patar, abo ma'isekader patar. So Tanakama holds that the parperis does exempt the ma'isekader. Also Beisham the member afilu ma'isekader nami lo pater. No, not only does the parperis not exempt the pas, it even doesn't exempt the ma'isa keder. Teiku, the Gemara says, we're not sure which is the correct explanation. Hayu yoshin kolech avechem mevarech la'atzmo, hesebu echem mevarech l'kulam. The Gemara says, hesebu in lo, hesebu lo. Only if they recline, one can be motzi, or minu. Asar shayolchem adarech ha'pish kulam ochlem v'kakarecha. 10 people walking on the road, even though they're all eating from one loaf. Kolech avechem mevarech la'atzmo. Everyone makes their own bracha. Yashvu lechol, if they sat to eat together, even though each one's eating his own sandwich, echad mevarach l'kulam, one can bench for all of them. Says the Gemara, katani yashvu, says they just sat down. Doesn't say they reclined. They had organized and planned to eat together. Once they organize and plan to eat together, even if they don't recline, one can be motzi all the others. Kinach nafshei derav, when Rav died, azla tamidu basrei, his students went to his levaya and to bury him. Ki hadru, when they came back from the levaya, Amri neizu v'nechal ha'akam an ha'ad dank. Let's all go eat together by this river dank. Basa de barach, after they ate, so they had the bench. Yasin v'kam v'baylu, they asked the question, hasebu dafka tanan? We didn't all recline together, but we planned to eat together. Is one allowed to make bench for the other? Aval yashvu lo, o dilma, came with Amri neizu v'nechal rifta b'duchta panya, since we all planned to eat together, ki hasebu dami. It's the same as reclining, and one can bench for all of them. Lo havi biyadav, didn't know the answer. Kam Ravada Bar Abba, so Ravada Bar Abba got up. Ahad Akari Lachore. He had already ripped his garments once, because a student is supposed to rip his garment when his Rebbe passes away. So he had a Rebbe ripped his garment once. He now turned that rip to the back, to his back. He turned it to his back, and he ripped his garment again. Vakara Kriyachrin, he ripped a second ripping. Amar Nach Nafshe, the Rebbe, because Mizon Lo Garminan. Now that our Rebbe Rav died, we don't even know the basic halachas about benching. Adas Ahu Saba, a certain old rabbi came and told them, Ramalu Masis Nabraisa. He asked the contradiction that we said before. Vishanilu, he answered them. Kava, and he answered what we answered, that if they all say we agree to eat together, that's considered a kfiyas, and one person can bench for all them. Kava Daminezu Nech Lachman Beduk Plan, Kasei Budami. Since we all said we should eat together, that's considered the same as Haseibu. Have a wonderful day and a great Shabbos.